Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take it back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take it back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take it back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take it back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, and salam, peace to you all. Welcome everyone to Point of Impact. That's right, here we are again. That's right, the 27th, y'all. August the 27th, and we're running down this last week. This is our last Sunday of this month of August. Alhamdulillah, I'm hoping that everyone is well. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Productive week is on the way. I hope you're prepared for a productive week that's up and coming. And we're here, Point of Impact, y'all. We hopefully going to have a wonderful guest joining us, a wonderful man by the name of James Rogers. That's right, James Rogers here from the city of Norfolk. And hopefully we're going to get a chance to speak with him tonight about some beautiful content concerning, most importantly, him telling us a little about himself and what he does. And I think you all might want to listen. This man, I really appreciate him, and I'm looking forward to us having a wonderful, wonderful interview with him. Mother Queen Crystal, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are y'all?
Hey, everybody, there you go. And, of course, you know, my brother to the people and the brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure to be here. I'm sending peace and salutations out to everyone out there tonight. I can't wait to get this on.
Yeah, Yeah, I was just so y'all know, I was I'm getting ready to get at Tyson because he's about to be up and coming rap star in a minute, and I ain't been given a job offer yet, so we getting ready to see what's going on. But I'm ahead of him, you know. Don't know who he thinking. You know what I'm saying? He ain't offering me no management job. He ain't offering me no security job. No nothing, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
We got you doing the oohs and the ahs.
See that team up stuff. Y'all see that, right? The partner, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they teaming up. That's all right. But y'all, yeah, we looking to have a wonderful show, man. And I want to, before we begin, I want to just give mad condolences to my family for my cousin Patty. She passed away. Patty Hansford, we love you. Love my family back in Jersey. Yeah. Everybody, please be strong. And I want to give my condolences over to the families. There's been a few shootings out here last week. Gunfights, really, man, and it's just ridiculous. Listen, man, I don't know what's going on with us black men, man, but we got to get this macho bravado thing under control. It's crazy, but I've been going through some experiences lately where I can't even have a disagreement with brothers without there being over-aggression, the feeling like we got to put our hands up to, like, nah, man, we 50 and 60 and 40 years of 40, 50, 60 years of age, man. We're supposed to be attaining wisdom. We're supposed to be at that age where, you know what I'm saying, our meekness takes over. You know what I'm saying? And it's just it's like really disgusting me how we're just constantly, we can't even have a disagreement without it becoming overly aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And we're supposed to be people of civilization, people of intellect and intelligence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these things really got to stop, man. And I'm just imploring brothers, man, like, check yourself, man. And if you can't, if you feel like it's getting too heated, then walk away, man. Walk away until you can come back and feel a little better. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not, we only got one life to live, man. And trust me when I tell you, it's gone in the blink of an eye. It's gone in the blink of an eye, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just encouraging us, man, to be more to, you know, working out things and getting things, you know, resolved through communication, man. Sit down and build, man. That's what the round table is for, man. And if you feel like you can't do it one-on-one, bring a mediator. Bring somebody in that can help mediate and bring about a solution, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Solution, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great benefit, man. And to all my youth out there and the parents, yo, man, education over crime all day long. Education over crime. You know, that's what we're pushing now. Education over crime. So if you ain't pushing education to the youth, and you ain't pushing education to yourself, then you slow gas it. You need to get on base. You slow gas it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's get it right, man. Knowledge precedes speech and action. Okay, do we have Mr. James Rogers, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, my brother.
Oh, man. I am so delighted.
Welcome.
Congrats. Thank you. Wonderful to have you on the show. Let me just introduce you real quick to the Mother Queen, Krista. Go ahead, Krista. Say hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And,
I'm doing well, my sister.
And this is my other co-host, brother to the people, my man Hassan Shabazz. Hassan?
Peace, Mr. Rogers. I'd have heard so much about you, and I'm so happy to have you on the show, man.
It's certainly my pleasure and honor for me, quite frankly.
So
you folks are doing the work, man.
Oh wow,
yeah, yeah. But it's by, you know, the help of people like yourself, persons like yourself, who are really, really impactful in the community. Mr. Rogers, could you just tell the people about yourself and where you're from and you know, what you do, and tell them a little about yourself.
Well, again, I want to, before I say anything, I still have to always focus on the phone call, you, especially you, Mr. Hansen, that I know personally now, and I just can't thank you enough for the work that you're doing out in our community. I see it every day. I see the work you're doing. I see the work I'm sure that the other two folks on this call are doing. you're the folks that get this stuff done. And let me just say this, and I tell everyone before I tell you anything about me, you know, we've got two paths in life that we can go down. And I tell young folks this, older folks, you know, success versus significance. Success is only about us and what we can get done and do for ourselves. Significance is about what we can do for others. Mr. Hanson, I put you in that category. You are, and you could be doing a number of things besides what you're doing. You've chosen the path to significance. That's a big deal for me. And so that's what I want to honor, talking to you three on this phone call and anyone listening. You know, we've got to get away from success. I've been on the success route. Again, I was, I've been in private industry. I've been in, you know, multiple government positions. Again, I worked for the largest school supply company in the world at one time, facing success. Again, access to a private plane. Take you from here, fly you somewhere, and people come back and get you. That's not what life is about for me. It's about significance. So, again, I really just want to say thank you for all that you three folks that are on this call. I know you could be doing anything else, but you're worrying about what can we do for the next generation and what we can do to help other people. But that's what I want to open with. And I couldn't tell you, you know, again, I've just been doing a lot of stuff. I'm 70 years old and, again, been doing this on this journey for a while. And, again, you know, I was a dad at 16 years old, you know, and you got to make your way. And all I tell anybody who's, you know, a young dad, you just have to be responsible. And that's what I was. I was responsible. And so, but again, just been on a journey. And everything that I've done has brought me to the seat where I am now. And again, I've worked for the largest food supply company. And again, I started, you know, sweeping floors. 10 years later, I was vice president of the company. But again, that's only by God's grace, you know, and people who really want to. And I tell everybody, you know, we don't need a whole lot of mentors. We need advocates, people who will advocate on your behalf. And that's what I always try to do, is advocate for folks in this government. And so what I do here, just to give you, you know, quick snapshot, I used to work for Prince George's County government, worked for the first African-American county executive in Maryland. His name was Wayne Carey. It's a community of 499 square miles, 1 million folks, 67% of them are African or African-American or people of color. And, again, I used to be his press secretary. You know, I was there doing 9/11, you know, anthrax, sniper, all of that stuff. But again, that's not who I am. That's where I got into this this thing about significant is what we can do for other people. So again, I've had one of these, you know, I've just been blessed with, you know, opportunity after opportunity. I worked for the YMCA. I was vice president of operations for the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington for a number of years. And again, I've been in the government for here in Norfolk in 2003. And, you know, I started as a guy who was an assistant to the city manager and really cut my teeth. All of anyone who had an issue or had a complaint, it came to my desk.
Right.
And that's where you learn how to bridge the gap for people. And what we always do and what I always do, if you call me and ask me and tell me you got an issue, I don't think of it as a criticism or a complaint. It is because you care about your community. And that's how I look at it. So what I do now is I work for the city manager of Norfolk. I'm a special assistant here. And what I do is his community liaison. And what I do is try to bridge the gap and to facilitate folks getting to the resources that they need to thrive in this community. And so, again, I've just been extremely fortunate. And, again, I've been doing this work for some time. and just been blessed. And again, I've had so many jobs. I worked at NASA. I've worked at 4 or 5 other places. But it's just the work about the community. But what I treasure more than anything else is really interacting with you folks who, as Councilmember Johnson calls, the boots on the ground. Y'all get to work for us, and it's incumbent upon us. And I tell everyone at the highest level of this government, we've got to support you. And we can't keep saying, we have to support you. And so that's, what it is. And my idea is to lengthen the table. We got to have a seat at the table, but we got to lengthen that table. We can't have a short table but it's got to be lengthened and have everybody there who has a say because it's important. So, again, that's enough about me. I've just been so fortunate. And I've just been extremely, 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 I'm talking to the Washington Post every day when I was in Prince George's County. Every call that came in from the press came from my office. You're talking about Anthrax against Sniper. We had 9/11. 189 people were killed at the Pentagon. 24 of them were residents of George's County. And again, really trying to make sure and working with law enforcement and ATF and all those folks to make sure that we can get a better outcome. So, and wherever I go, I try to leave it better than when I came there.
And I appreciate, Mr. James, I deeply appreciate all that you speak towards. And I thank you so much and my team, Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, the Point of Impact podcast. We definitely appreciate your support. You know, a lot of people don't know behind the scenes, everyone, a lot of the things that we've been able to do recently has come through Mr. James, like plugging us in, you know what I'm saying, and connecting us and with the right people to make the moves that we're making out here. And I'm very grateful for it because he reached out to me. And when he reached out to me, I was just so surprised because, so many people, we meet a lot of people standing in esteem, but very rarely do you get those who are in that arena who will reach back and say, hey, let me pull you up here so you can get, as he said, a seat at the table. And I desperately want you to know that you are deeply appreciated by me and my team, and I'm very grateful to you. And I work hard to reflect that image and of myself that you see me as, and may God continue to guide me in that manner. Thank you so much. Mother Queen, you want to speak to Mr. Rogers?
Yes, just the kinder spirit of, in the vein of wanting to be better as a country, as a community, is refreshing to know that someone else who is in a higher position than ourselves is up there doing the right thing by us. So I'm just all for it. I wish if things roles was reversed and the world was credited on the good and not so much on the evil. We get paid off of diseases. We get paid for having demise in our communities. And if that role was reversed, how awesome we would be as a people and as a nation. So I'm just so grateful for you.
Yeah. My son, you want to speak?
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. Mr. Rogers, I heard you earlier speaking about the difference in between, being successful and being significant, right? Having a source of significance or being a source of significance for other people too, and having significance in your life. There was a quote one time that I came across, and that quote said that successful people are not always great, but great people are always successful. And I tried to analyze that for myself, and I thought that, my success is not enough if the people around me aren't successful. So greatness will come when I can take my success and I can help someone else be successful, right? Or rather,
wow,
I would like to say help someone else be significant, have a reference of significance in their life. So I just want you to speak a little bit more about that significance, if you can.
Well, again, I think it's got to be the cornerstone of what we do. As I said, I've been on that successful piece, and, it's not all as cracked up to be. Again, I have a jet, jet that can come get me, take me anywhere anywhere that I need to go, and then I get in a limousine and take me, to a place. I'm like, what is that? And then the other thing that we just, you just got to see how you can help other people. And that's what, again, I used to be on a plane every week somewhere. And I finally woke up one day. I was on the road for about, 40 weeks out of the year. And I woke up one day, and I couldn't tell you what city I was in. I mean, like, what is this? I'm chasing all of this success or whatever you want to call it. And, of course, I made a lot of money. Even when I was in Prince George's County, I'm sitting in, I know some of y'all might not be Commodore fans, watch the comments, but I'm sitting in.
Oh, dope. No,
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm sitting in a FedEx field with the guy who is, again, he is the leader of Prince George's County, African-American guy. And I learned this from him. The guy was a multimillionaire, so he didn't have to ask people for anything. I'm sitting in a box every day. Every time there's a football game at FedEx Field, I'm sitting in the box. Dan Snyder coming down to the box, going down to Dan Snyder's box. I'm meeting all these people. When I was with the YMCA, when the First Lady, Miss Obama, kicked off her, Let's Move. And he did it at one of the YMCA's that I was involved in Alexandria, Virginia. You see her, she's a gracious young woman. And the thing I loved about her was, we had people, making sure the place was nice when she got there. And before she left, she said, I've got to meet everybody that works here. I'm going to take a picture with them. What she was thinking about, and we got the First Lady here. So again, all these people used to see on TV, I used to see them in the box at FedEx Field.
Wow.
I spread them. All these people. And again, so you can get intoxicated with that stuff, but it's not at the end of the day, that does not matter anything. And again, making a ton of money doing stuff. And but again, if you're not helping people, which all of I can sense from all of you, and I see Mr. Hansen every day. He's trying to help people. And so again, as long as I'm in a position somewhere, and again, I retired from the city of Norfolk. I was retired 6 days, man. A friend of mine said, man, can you come back to Prince George's County and help me put my office together? And he eventually became his chief of staff. And what I liked about this brother was, he had been through some stuff. He had done armed robbery, and this guy got 6 years in Lorton, and in the big boys' prison.
Wow.
And when he came out, his daughter came to visit him one day, and said, and I've been knowing this guy for 30 years. I worked for his wife at the YMCA, and his daughter came to him. When she visited jail, and she said, Daddy, when are you coming home so you can be at one of the daddy events with me, with my other, and it hit a tone with him. And he said once he got out of there, he was going to do all that he could to make sure he made a difference and made life in Prince George's County better than when he got. This guy became... named Calvin Hawkins. He became the chairman of the Prince George's County Council. It is the second most powerful position in Prince George's County. This guy comes from prison to be elevated to the second most influential position. And again, it was about people. For him. He does all of this reentry He was the advocate for reentry. And so, again, the guys just – and so you try to hang around people like that. And that's the only reason I came back is because he said, man, I'm trying to do some stuff good here. Can you help me? And, you know, I said, hey, you know, I'll put whatever skills I have to help you. And, again, just was very fortunate that he asked me to come back. And, again, my wife said, 6 days, you could have been retired longer than that. But anyway, 6 days, I wanted to go. But I knew the work he was doing was important. And,
right.
And he, matter of fact, he just has he just got a contract with the state of Maryland. And he brought people to the organization or to his office. We have a gentleman, if you ever look the guy up, his name is Eddie Mathis. This guy is the OG, highly regarded OG in Washington, D.C. And this guy did 25 years in jail, but just great brother. And so, again, you get to work with folks like that, and you see that they're the real deal. And so, again, I'm just trying to do whatever I can. And, again, I see it in people all the time. And we this city and our government has to we've got to not marginalize people. We've got to support the work that you're doing. And just real quick, what I'm working on now, and you know it, Mr. Hanson, working on this community violent interruption. The city is getting ready to put out we got a huge contract on the street where we're getting ready to try to tackle this gun violence. And as God would have it, you know, I came back in June and we'll do some other stuff. And now they tapped me to really work on this piece. And so, again, I'm going to be at the table evaluating the people who put the bids in and say, hey, we're going to select these people. So, again, you're just listening in that table as much as I can. And so, again, it's all of you. I just know I could just feel it in my bones. All of you could be doing anything, but you've chosen to do the work that you've been assigned to do. And everyone, you know, I have a upbeat attitude. I don't have bad days. I can't give away a whole day. I may have a bad moment in there, but I can't give away a whole day. You speak to some people at 8:30 in the morning, man, how's your day? Oh, man, it's horrible. You giving up the whole day? I can't do that.
That's right.
Come on, man.
That's right.
Come on, man.
And so that's my whole MO, and you know, I'm going to run the day all the way out to the end. That's who I am, and I've just been just extremely, extremely fortunate. And my daughter's 53 years old, and you know, and again, doing well. My son's 36, and 5 grandkids, and again, I help them, and you know, I don't. No, I give them as much guidance as I can. They're old enough that you just show them an example of, hey, this is you can do this if you just put your mind to it. And that's where I'm at. I'm an Air Force guy in a Navy town. So.
Okay. I know you're an Air Force. Okay.
Yeah,
Norfolk is definitely a Navy town, and you know, and Virginia Beach. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
but it's amazing. Like I watch you know, Mr. Rogers. I watch him a lot, and I learn from him. You know, I watch how he falls back, and he kind of, you know, he's kind of got it in the backdrop. You know, and you know, the beautiful thing about it all is that, you know, he is effective in the community. As a liaison, and I really respect the work that you're doing, bringing organizations and peoples together, bridging that gap. That, you know, and that's something we try to do. That's our mantra, you know, is to bring people together that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to, you know, sit down and dialogue with one another. And that's why we have this show, Point of Impact, to address, you know, the issues that are affecting our community with criminal justice and, you know, the social ills that are thriving through our community, and just to kind of shine light that there are positivities in our community, regardless of the many negative things that are baited to us through the media, who is doing their job. But, you know, there are great people doing positive things and significant things in the community.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we try to do. We try to spotlight that and bring more attention to the positive things while addressing the negative things. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. Jay Sean, do we have any callers that like to call?
If I could, real quick, and I'll say two things, and I'm going to keep quiet. You've done this work, sir, and again, the thing that you and I talked about is we've got to be more collaborative. We can't have the long range of just doing stuff, because one of the things people come to me and say, Jay, don't give me this business, this organization that does this. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I love what you're trying to do. But is there anybody else out there else doing that work that you can collaborate with? It's got to be a win-win or no deal.
That's right.
And it's got to always be centered. It's got to be 1 + 1. It's got to equal 3, 4, or 5 for collaboration work. Otherwise, you just doing your separate things and do them well. And so I'm trying to get folks, and you and I talked about this when you were, you know, putting something together. You got to collaborate, and the collaboration is working out for you because the people really seeing the work and knowing how you can do the work. And then lastly, what if I could just say this before I forget it, is what I find in you and them, I can just hear it in the spirit of the two folks that are up on it. You know, legacy is not about leaving something for people. It's about leaving something in people. We've got to pour it into the folks that we work with. We're going to be gone at some point. So the more we can pour it into them, can't leave them something, because you leave them something, they might mismanage it. But if you pour it into them, now they know how to do it. They can do it for themselves, and life is so much better. So that's just what drives me.
Wow. Just so you know, I'm sitting. I gotta write these quotes down, because that right there is so profound. What you just said, legacy is about leaving something in people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not for them, but in people. That was very, very. I appreciate that, and not only that, but just the significance. You know, being significant is not about you so much. It's about just impacting the people that you leave. You know, that you're surrounding. You know, my faith, we're taught that we leave two things behind. The two things that we leave behind in this world that people always keep with them are your words and your deeds. Your words and your deeds.
Wow.
Because these are the things that are most significant that people hold on to. It's not your money. It's not all the materialistic wealth that you have. Or it's your words and your deeds, your actions, and your speech that people remember and hold on to the most of your character. You know, and this is why I always try to pitch, and Krista is another big fan of preaching to the people about building their character, and so is Hassan. And that's something that we constantly try to get out there to people. You know, it's about really impacting people's lives and leaving something in them. Go ahead, Chris. I know you want to say something.
You know me, I'm big on loyalty. You know, you can say what you're going to do,
wow.
But your actions is what I watch the most. Because people talk all day long, and I follow the politics, and I follow politicians here in Richmond, and I watch those who do versus those who say. So I'm so, you know, stoked about working with people who want to work with people who of need or be a resource to the community. It's not for show, but it's for growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to grow our people in the right direction. We try to make sure that we're all
equally being given the opportunity to live a healthy and wealthy lifestyle and leave a legacy for our children. So it's all in what you do and less of what you say. So that's and your loyalty to the community is what is needed. If you tell these kids you're going to do something, a lot of times we say, oh, we're going to do something. Even as parents, we tell our kids we're going to do something. Then you say, I'm tired, or I don't know how, I don't have the money for it, da-da-da-da. Same with politics. You say you're going to do something when you get in office, and then you turn around. And I know sometimes you're too, your hands are tied. So, and you mean well when you get in office, but then, you know, you have to do an alliance with, you know, wolves. So we get off. But the community still wants the loyalty to the person who vowed to be loyal. So that's why you get the crime, and that's why you get the, because people don't make good on their word a lot of times.
That's right.
My wife tells me all the time, love is a verb. You know,
that's right.
Come on, yeah.
So you can tell me you love me all the time, but where's the verb at? Or the audio and the video must be in alignment. So I appreciate you sharing that with me, sister. That is, I have written that down. And that's going to be my repertoire now that I've got to start doing is that loyalty piece. My goodness, you got to do what you say you're going to do and what you vow to do. So thank you for that.
Thank you. All right, yes. Deshaun, this is a wonderful show. Deshaun, do we have any callers today?
Yes, one second. 1173, you live.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters.
Peace, Brother Miles. Peace. Brother Miles, I don't care how many miles we away from you, you show up just like your name, Miles. You show up, brother.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. Rogers, I just want to say it's nice hearing from you, man, because some of the stuff you said, I was back them in them days, man. I remember them. I remember how people did things compared to what they do now. You know, put up or shut up type guys who always talk the game but don't know how to walk it.
Right.
And I am a Commodore fan. And Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama, her book, Becoming, that's a great book. About her life story and what she gave up to get where she at. See, people like that we need. Now these three people right here on the line with you, especially with the walking dick library, I call him that because that brother got knowledge. Oh man, and the sister, that's why I love to come on this show because you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And for the brother that been locked up 25 years and did what he did, that's a blessing.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now all them brothers in prison and they there is, are in there just sitting around doing nothing. Some of them are well-educated and doing positive things, and that's God bless all of y'all, man. And thanks for listening to you, man, because, you know, listening to you talk about, you know, when you're coming up and all that, it brought me back to them days, too, man. I'm 65, so.
We definitely know you got some wisdom on you, brother. And we thank you, man, because you're a great advocate for our show. And thank you for joining us tonight again. You know, thank you so much. Jayshaw, we got anybody
on the phone? Did y'all see that march on Washington yesterday?
We had a lot of juice out there too.
That's a positive thing.
We was on YouTube.
You can catch a replay around YouTube, but they were scanning the crowd. It was a lot of juice out there, man. That's what made me happy. You know, that's made me proud too to see they stepping up to the plate.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
And big ups to Norfolk in the OACP branch. They sent some of the kids from ODU out there. Paid for them to get on the bus. Yeah, they paid for them to get on the bus and go out there. Yeah, I think they sent about 7 or 8 kids out there from ODU. like I said, that's what it's about, though, impacting. That's what it is, leaving a legacy in others. You know what I'm saying? And that's the big part.
And I know Mr. Hanson won't say it, but you've been working with Mr. Keenan as well, and that young man.
Yes, sir.
Is that young man? Because I know y'all on social justice committee together.
Yes, sir.
I am extremely proud and impressed with you working with him, because when I was, you know, I was at a meeting, one of the meetings, and this guy, he was the facilitator with the police chief, and he did not let him off the mat. And so again, I know you've been pouring into that. You're not gonna say it, but I know you've been pouring into to Mr. Keenan, and the guy is fantastic.
Yes, sir. He did a wonderful job in that. It was with Talbert and Chief Peace, the newly elected Chief Priest Police of Norfolk, Chief Police of Norfolk. Excuse my language. I'm kind of baffled up here. But he was he did a wonderful job.
He held him accountable. I'm like, go ahead, my brother.
Yes.
Hey.
He wouldn't let him bow out gracefully.
But I've been working with that young man. I know you've been working with
him. He's I did sit down with him, and we did put that together, and also through the strategic plan of Madam Stacey Armstead, the president. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful that she allowed me that grace to sit down with Keenan and work hand in hand with him with structuring that meeting with the chief police, Mr. Talbert, who guys is a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful gentleman, and I'm grateful that Norfolk has a police chief of his standing to come behind the police chief Boone, who was the prior Boone. He was the prior chief after before Talbert. And I'm going to tell you, this guy Talbert is he's an intelligent man, and I'm looking forward to some changes that I think he's going to bring to our community. You kind of already see the impact of police presence in neighborhoods that you normally didn't see. But he's really picked up things, and it looks good. It looks good. And, you know, Keenan was very key, you know, bringing to topic the issues that really are concerning to the community. And that's our future right there, that young man. And I'm looking forward to him doing some great things in the future. Big ups to Keenan. And he's also a student at ODU. And he's really sharp, really beautiful young man, very intelligent, very representative of our community as black people. And I'm really proud of him. Jay Sean, do we have any other caller?
Brother Malau.
Yes, ma'am. Is this Sister LaToya?
How are you? Yes.
Oh, we're fine. How are you? How are you?
Hey, Koya.
Koya.
Sister Crystal, Brother Hassan. How's everyone?
Yes.
We're fine. Wow. We're fine. Yes. We miss you last week. We miss you.
I was listening, though. Mm-hmm. Last week the show was shut. I'm sorry. Was it shut down or was it running? I'm not sure. I forgot. I think it was
We was on.
Okay. I did send a text to Jay Sean and son, because I was doing, I think I was at a family gathering. I was doing something that I couldn't get on and listen. But I always send my love.
Well, what a powerful show.
This is a powerful show. And I forgot his name. Your
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Wow. You've seen a lot in your lifetime. You powerful.
It's just Jane.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
It's just James.
Okay.
Oh, it's just James.
Yeah, James. Well, you know, I come from that cloth. My mother, if she hear me on this show not say mister, listen, I'm going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? When I get it, and I'm 57 years old, so she ain't, listen, I dare not think that my mother, you know, people, we know God is the all-hearing, all-seeing, right? But listen, I don't know how my mother, she would call me later on and say, did I hear you on that show not refer to that man who's 70 years old as Mr. James? James and not Mr. James? I'm like, no, I prefer to almost stick to respecting my elders. We definitely got to, and that's something that needs to be more reflective. People don't understand that, you know, respecting your elders, whether a person is born, you know, a year older than you or a couple of months older than you, you still should, extend your respect. And this is some of the etiquettes that we need to reintroduce into our community. I'm a 60s baby. I was born in the 60s and the 70s, you know, not so far back like Mr. Miles, but I was, you know what I'm saying? in them days, you know, I got to get in where I can fit in with Mr. Miles because he be getting me. He be shooting shots at me. I got to get him when I can. But it's just very important. And I think that having Mr. James on the show tonight was something very important to me because Mr. James has really impacted my life in a short span of time. And, we meet people. And I tell people all the time, you know, be careful because you don't know who you're meeting. You don't know, the influence of a person in your life. God intends for that person in your life. You see, every person in your life has, when you meet them or you encounter them, they're there for a specific reason that God has ordained in your life. And when you get people in your life who come in that have accomplish the things and live through the wisdom of life that people like Mr. James has lived, you gotta really fall back and just pay attention, and be sincere and listening instead of always trying to direct things. There's a great deal that you can learn from just listening and observing. You know what I'm saying? And when you allow yourself to listen and observe, then, there can become great, great rewards from it. And I'm just grateful for my team, for Point of Impact, to have such a distinguished gentleman on our show. You really don't know the impact that you've had in my life. I have a really high respect for you. I love everything about your character. I try to observe it, to mimic it myself when I'm in public, because you really represent what it is to be an upstanding black man in our community. And I'm just grateful to have you on the show. And I thank you so much. I do have one favor I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
If it's possible, can you talk to the mayor about coming to a Point of Impact? Because we would love to have him on the show.
Okay.
We would love to really talk to him, you know?
Okay.
And I'm working on getting Mr. Talbert to come on to the show, because I really would like the people to hear this genuinely very sincere leader that I think is going to help a lot of people in our community if they just allow themselves to be helped. Hassan, you want to say anything real quick?
Of course, man, because, as I listen to everything that everybody's saying, and I try to take it all in and then give you something worthwhile that you might be able to take with you, in every facet of your life, and just the sheer magnitude of things that Mr. James has done. To understand that your elders are for counsel, right? And that we have to really, really, really take inventory of the people that are around us. Like, Malai told me something about you, Mr. James, earlier that I found to be very admirable, because he said that every time he see you, he said it don't matter how hot it is, it might be 110 degrees outside, he said, but he got on a suit. He actually exemplifies that aspect of legacy. And then when you meet him, you find out that the suit is like a superhero uniform, that the man who's inside of the suit and what he has to give you is so you have to take the opportunity to sit there and listen. And for us to have you on the show and to have you here to give, you know, your portion of understanding to the people is a real true blessing. And I want everybody to take, you know, I want everybody to really, you know, take that to heart. Because forever's the next second and nobody's promised tomorrow. So we don't know if you know, we strive to live like that. Like we think that we're going to be here tomorrow and we say, oh, I'm going to do this tomorrow. No, you say if God wills, you'll do it tomorrow. And so,
that's right.
You know, and so for you to be here as a living legend, really, for all the things that you've done, I just want to say thank you, man, really sincerely, sincere gratitude for all that you've done and all that you proceed to do, because without you, we're nothing. That's just the true fact of the matter. We stand on the shoulders of giants, and you one of them.
That's
so
right.
We appreciate you, really do.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Before we let you get out of here, Mr. Rogers, Mr. James Rogers, I want to again thank you so abundantly for the donation of contributing to the NAACP Norfolk's branch NAACP first inaugural men's summit. You know, it really was needed, and you came right through on the clutch for us. And we're really grateful to you. And it was a wonderful event. And we thank you so much, sir, for your contribution to our community and to the work that you're doing in our community. And we also want you to know that December the 15th, we'd like for you to mark it in your calendar. December the 15th, we would like to invite you out to be honored in the Night of Community United Focus Point of Impact Night of Recognition fundraiser. And we would like to honor you and all the people that you feel have been significant in your life, in your job, in what you do, and you can bring them out. It would be a wonderful night of live entertainment, speakers as yourself. People will be awarded as yourself, and we'll have wonderful food provided by Impact Virginia, who caters to all our events. And we're really looking forward to honoring you and others who do the marvelous work that you guys do in the community on that night. And that's December the 15th, which is a Friday night of 2023. We're really looking forward to recognizing you on that night, okay?
You and I have talked about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
And you know me.
Yes.
I'm really a background
Yes,
you know, it's just, you know, for me, it's about the work, man. It's about the work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got 5 minutes. Would you like to give your last closing words to the audience before we leave?
You know, for me, as I said, this has been really, you know, for me, been good for me to be on the call and get invited on the call. I appreciate it more than you know, but I just know how all of this stuff works. We've got people in the community, and I'm hearing them right on this phone call that just are doing the work, and we've got to celebrate that, and we've got to highlight you and the folks that's on this call. I'd love to meet in person with you folks. And but again, it's about the work,
sure.
And you folks are doing it. And I want to be able to spread the word and say that, you know, Mr. Harris, I tell everybody I can talk, you know, about you and the work that you're doing. It's just, you know, I want to make sure at the highest levels they know that, you know, somebody else can do the work. And so I appreciate
thank you.
And I'm going to end on a little joke too. But I just every time I come out of my house, I'm representing us. And so, but the big thing is, I've been here 20 years, and the big joke around the city is there's a $500 reward if they could ever catch me without my tie on or my suit on. No one has caught, yeah. No one has caught me in 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. No doubt.
So, but, yeah. But thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. I deeply appreciate you allowing me this opportunity. I was really praying because I know how you do. You're very modest, and I appreciate it so much. But I'm deeply honored. You don't understand, oh, man, how you just, like, this is amazing for me. And I'm just so grateful. I'm full of gratitude. And I'm hoping that you'll let us gracefully acknowledge you again on the 15th. I know how you are, very modest, and he is, everybody. I just want you to know he really does fall back. Like, he's really not a person out who likes to be out in the forefront, who likes to be seen out in the forefront. Like, I've begged him to take pictures with me numerous times, and he won't. He's just that kind of modest guy. He's very shy and humble. And I appreciate that, you know. Krista, you want to get some final words?
Yes, I was just going to say this is a prime example of passing the torch and leaving a legacy behind. You know, some people take the torch, run with it, die with it, and keep it for themselves because they want to be the first and the last to do whatever. But this is a great example of passing the torch, leaving a legacy. That you amplify what we need in our communities. You're a great example to leaders all over. So I'm just blessed and honored to even know you. You know, so I can't wait to see what the future holds. But I just thank you for your service. Thank you for being an honorable man.
Thank you.
And before we go, we can sit down and set up a time for Mother Queen Krista and Hassan Shabazz to come on down, and we can maybe sit at, maybe have dinner somewhere or lunch somewhere and sit down and have a meeting, you know, and discuss some issues. Hassan, you want to get some final words, brother?
Most definitely, you know, because we truly believe in acknowledging our elders while they're here, and giving them flowers while they can smell them, you know. And matter of fact, not just giving them flowers, but, you know, showing them. The flowers have to be showing them that the legacy that they pour into us is what we're willing
that's
to
right.
pour into others.
Right.
I think that that's the most beautiful gift. And I want to talk to people. You know, Miles always talk about me being a dictionary. Well, I do. I study words every day. But trepidation is what I want to talk to you about today, right? And trepidation is when you have a sense of fear or agitation in the face of something that might happen. And a lot of our people deal with trepidation when we talk about doing that good work out there in the communities, right? Confronting what need to be confronted because we fear what might happen. Understand this, is that a man who's not willing to die for something is not fit to live. So understand that if you are out there and you see something happening that you can possibly bring a solution to, strive to do your best within your mind first and then your mouth to speak it. And then your body to do it, right? To go out there and make a difference, because you're the only one that's going to be able to do it. God has endowed you with that ability. So do not shirk that responsibility. It's yours.
That's right. Peace. Wow. Hassan, you was mean, my boy. I tell you, hands to the sky, y'all. Hands to the sky. Hey, Jay Sean, you want to get some final words, brother?
Jayshawn?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
another
good show.
I had it on mute. I had the phone on mute. No, I just was going to say it's been a very enlightening show. It's like it's one of them shows that you could just listen to for mid-hours, you know, because it's knowledgeable. And very impactful show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And with that, I want to thank our guest callers, our family, you know what I'm saying, our extended family of Sister LaToya, Mother Queen, Sister LaToya, and, of course, my main man, our elder, respectful, elder wisdom. That's right. He's the village wisdom elder, Brother Miles, who comes through and always lightens up the vibe, you know. And I thank you all so much for everything that you bring to the table. And most importantly, I want to thank my host, my guest host, my team, you know what I'm saying, my co-hosts who are my partners, you know, Mother Queen Krista and my brother to the people, Hassan, man. I wouldn't be the man I am in doing what I do if you guys weren't there supporting me. And I deeply appreciate you all. We have a wonderful show. Jay Sean, the wonderful producer you are, thank you so much for extending yourself to produce and handle the show behind the scenes to make sure everything works and you know, it's smooth. And I appreciate everything, man. I appreciate all our
Love
guests
you.
That come on the show, you know. Our guests are yes, fabulous.
Yes.
We've been graced to have some of the most outstanding people, as you see tonight. We just had a legend on this phone, y'all. We just had a legend on this daggone show tonight. And it is just wonderful. I'm grateful that I have an opportunity to represent my family and my community and my nation. And before I go, I just want to really give a special shout out to my father and my mother, Mr. Johnny Hansford, and my mother, Miss Brenda Hansford, and most importantly, my family. You know, my family, you know, for their love and supporting me. You know, without them being my backbone, I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so grateful for all their love, their support, and their patience, most importantly, their patience. So I'm going to leave everybody with this. Remember, legacy is not what you leave behind, but legacy is what you leave in the people, is what we're ending the show on tonight. And remember, take this time, man, to stop doing what you're doing and take this time right now to do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, and something that will benefit your family, man, and something that will benefit your community, your locality, okay? And everybody be safe, man. Take care of one another. Most importantly, take care of yourself and keep Allah God first, and I promise you there will be better days in front of you. Everyone have a wonderful night. Be safe. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace be upon you.
Shout out, young sisters.
Been 2 years. and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.